There are jobs going begging in Michigan. Good, well-paying jobs. And if we don't find new ways to teach the right skills and train more workers, Michigan is going to be hurt. That's what Bridge magazine writer Ted Roloffs heard from top business leaders as he explored the skilled labor shortage in Michigan. His piece for Bridge is called Help Wanted. Yes, there really are 70,000 good jobs open. Ted, 70,000? Because that really goes against the popular view that it's hard to find a good job in Michigan.
Yeah, and it is surprising, but it doesn't take a lot of effort to find employers that are frustrated in their ability to attract and keep the kind of workers and workers with the skills that they need to their businesses. And it's not just isolated to one or two. It's scattered across the state in a variety of job skills and occupations.
Give us an idea of the kinds of skills and occupations that we're talking about.
Well, you know, it's a much bigger range than you might expect. I mean, all the way from various types of engineers, software engineers, production engineers, various construction skills. I reported earlier on a shortage that is still there, truck drivers. People in advanced manufacturing seems to be a particular problem, kind of manufacturing that requires more than just walking in the door with no knowledge whatsoever, the kind of precision manufacturing connected to the automobile industry. That's an ongoing difficulty that a lot of firms are reporting.
And you also note in your piece that if someone wanted to be a nurse, it sure seems like a good time to do it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what I've heard in the healthcare field is that is not so much an acute problem today, but it is expected to be much more so within perhaps, I don't know, 4 to 6 years. What you've got is this kind of double thing happening. You've got baby boom nurses retiring, and you've got a projected increased demand for nursing as the population ages. And that all makes sense. As people get older, there's more healthcare needs, but you've got nurses leaving the workforce. So that combination in tandem is going to present a problem within a few years.
So the question arises, why is this? And I'm wondering, are Michigan schools pushing too many kids into the go get a 4-year bachelor's degree track and ignoring those kids who might be really good at shop or drafting that would give them the kind of skills that are begging?
I think it's a valid point. I spoke with President and CEO of AutoCam in Kentwood, John Kennedy. He's been involved in this issue in a hands-on way for quite a long time. He's got a precision automotive business. The problem he's having is that he cannot get enough of the kind of skilled manufacturing workers that he needs. So he actually developed a program in tandem with Grand Rapids Community College to take appropriately qualified applicants into an apprenticeship program. They work at the plant, but they're also paid to go to school to learn the kinds of abilities in math and reading and dimensions and so forth that they need to do the job. And when they're finished with that program, I think they start in at $13 an hour while they're getting the schoolwork. When they're done, they're making $17.50 an hour or more. And he tells me the average W-2 form for a production worker at his plant is something like $52,000 a year because they do a lot of overtime. The problem that he sees is that you've got kids in high school, and they're probably kids that could do this work, but they're either not interested or they're not being reached by the classes that high schools offer. They don't see the relevance of the math class, that the math class might lead to this job. And that's where the disconnect is. So, and that's a lot of workers. He told me that they had 20 openings they could fill today if the right workers walked in the door.
And you actually heard something rather important and, dare I say, ominous from John Kennedy of AutoCam. He said they don't have any problem finding those workers for their operation in China.
Absolutely. And it's a frustration, I think, because he sees it's not only, I guess, from a quote-unquote selfish business standpoint that he needs these workers, but he would like kids out there that have the potential to do this kind of thing have the opportunity to plug into it. So it's a matter of kind of somehow bridging that disconnect. And, you know, maybe part of it, too, was that kids at that age today maybe don't aspire to that kind of work because they think that's yesterday's job. But as he indicated, you can make a good living at that. And I'm sure there's a lot of high school students right now, 15, 16 years old, that maybe, you know, they have natural hands-on ability, but they're not seeing, well, why do I care about this math class? And that's the connection that has to be made.
You also point out, you talk about a study in West Michigan demand that there will be a demand for 38,000 additional workers with four-year college degrees by 2025. So it sounds like we're not saying that a four-year college degree isn't useful, but it's the right kind of degree.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no one-size-fits-all prescription or answer for this. It's nuanced in a way because these job openings are not the same across the board, and there's no guarantee, as we know, that if you get any kind of four-year college degree, no matter what, you're going to be able to get a good job. There has to be the right fit. So four-year college degree, definitely a need for more of that, but also, on the other hand, a need for high schools to do a better job to reach students that have potential in manufacturing and perhaps other related fields so they can see the relevance of that and come out of high school, you know, with the kind of skill and ability that these employers can use.
Isn't that the area where we probably have seen cuts, the shop or the drafting classes, the ones that would kind of start them on that road?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that happened a long time ago, and you know, you've heard a lot of people say that we need to restore that, and that certainly makes a lot of sense. My general sense of, if you look over, I've heard this for years, if you look over at a country like Germany, where they establish kind of a dual track for students when they're relatively young, so they've got a pretty rigorous system of vocational training for their workers, and I think as a result, they're among the leading, if not the leading, advanced manufacturing country in the world.
Well, we know it's not a problem that's going unnoticed by our leaders, because Governor Snyder was talking about it last month at the Mackinac Policy Conference. What are the thoughts as far as the solution to this shortage?
Well, I don't know if there's a magical answer. Push a button at the state level, and this is what we can do. I think the kind of program that that AutoCam helped develop in West Michigan in concert with Grand Rapids Community College, and there's a similar program in Southeast Michigan where a number of employers are connected with community college training programs, very similar to the kind of program that's underway at Grand Rapids Community College. So that's a good start. And beyond that, I think employers have to just be creative in how they reach out, how they attract workers, and do what they can to retain them, so they're not going to be looking elsewhere.
And if we don't find a way to fix this disconnect, what do you hear from the business leaders? What would this mean ultimately for Michigan?
Well, I think what you're really talking about is missed opportunities for economic growth. I mean, it makes sense that if there's a firm that could bring on 20, 30, 4 more workers, if they could find the qualified workers, and if you don't do that, if you can't fill those slots, you're missing out on economic growth.
Ted Roloff's piece in Bridge is entitled "Help Wanted." Yes, there really are 70,000 good jobs open. Thanks so much, Ted.
You bet.